how can I say it? I'm not going to become a hero for people that don't deserve the credit. Let's come to Kobe. He deserved all the credit that's lavished on him for being the front-running basketball player. I know Michael Jordan was sitting in the audience and all the other greats, and the camera was making sure that everybody got a shot. It's good for the game. It's good for their retirement. It's good for the ones that are still raking in money, like Magic Johnson. Dwayne Wade. All those guys. I didn't see all the basketball players because all the basketball players in the league didn't show up. Quite naturally, they, you know. It was a remembrance. But I'm for the guy that's down and out. And I'm having mixed emotions right now because the generation that lives today tells me that there is so much inequity in the world today that it's almost impossible for the little guy, for the poor guy, for the guy that nobody ever hears about. For the great father, I mean, I heard a lot of beautiful things when the widow was speaking about the relationship with her husband. A wonderful eulogy. I would love to read the eulogy that my daughters wrote for their mother. It was truly something that depicted who my wife is, not was, but is, because her spirit lives on in me as well as in her daughters. I think what's missing in poor people's lives is the platform. But then I can't say that altogether because I've been watching these huge eulogies given in stadiums here lately, when some of these iconic figures in the African-American community passes on. And all I know is that the Bryant family probably, and I won't live to see it, but generations down the line, that family is going to become one of the richest black families in America if history still goes on, yet goes on. I mean, that funeral was huge. That eulogy, that is, was huge. And the things that they said about that man, if it were true, he would be the father of the year every year. Just, and I want to say this too, because it's something that I've learned from watching all this about Kobe Bryant. And puts me on pause, because you guys know me, I've never put too much credence in praising people. I don't lavish praise on myself until here recently. I know that I'm a good-looking old man, and I'm not gonna bemoan the fact. I'm gonna own up to me being who I am. That is just what I do now. I know it's not popular to do that, but I'm gonna do that. I like me. I love me. And I'm gonna take a page out of the playbook of Kobe Bryant, because I heard a lot of statements by a lot of the people that spoke, some of Kobe's statements that he made, and they are life-changing statements. One must think that way. And you are what you think. Believe it or not, you are. I have been blessed somewhat because I know some folk. I mean, look at Kobe. Kobe's gone at 41. I'm 76. Blessed with life. What would I rather have? Okay. Let me put it on the line. Would I rather have the life that Kobe Bryant had? And I'm just speaking this out loud. I want each of you to kind of deal with this. Would you rather live the life that Kobe Bryant lived, or would you had rather lived your own? Hands down, and not taking anything from Kobe, because he lived his life and lived it to the maximum, which he should have. Bought that flying ship, that helicopter, and why not? You have the money. Do what you want to do with your life. Live your life. I'm living mine. And I wouldn't trade my life for anybody else's life. You know, I don't know how, and I'm just, you know, an independent thinker with pretty damn good reasons for thinking this way. I don't know how I'm going to die. I pray that I won't pass away the way that tragedy was, because that was horrible. But nobody's feeling the pain now, so that's done. The loss that the families will experience is horrific. It's going to affect them in a way that they have never been affected. I know the family of Kobe Bryant will be. But I'm not concerned about the family that much, because they were left standing filthy rich. Oh, the pain of this departure will pass on, and I'm sure they're going to make a movie about Kobe Bryant. And I can't imagine. I'm just speaking it before it comes out, because Hollywood or somebody, Disney, Hollywood, somebody's buying the rights already to do the movie, the Kobe Bryant story. Or they're going to put it in there, Kobe Bryant free thinking, something. They're gonna put it together, and they're going to make millions and millions and millions off of this name, this idea of this superstar. And you ask any NBA basketball league player today what they think of that, and they say, well, of course, and because they all wanted it to be them, seeking the limelight. I guess you can call this seeking the fame. Back in the day, a Christian pastor would say, ah, but that's the world. That's seeking the world's rewards. And indeed it is, because the world will reward their own. And it should be that way. When I think of a great pianist and a great crooner, for those of you that don't know what a crooner is, it's a brother that got a voice that could really sing. I think there's none greater than There was a boy, a crazy little crazy boy, and da 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 da. Nat King Cole. He was a crooner. Indeed, he was a crooner. But as the news commentator Gail found out, you can't say anything negative about the world's heroes, even if it was negative. Nope, I'm not saying anything negative about Kobe, because I'm not mad at Kobe. Kobe did what Kobe had to do, and I don't blame him. Hey, I'm sure that Snoop has done what he's had to do, and everybody else did what they had to do. People are people. People are human. So I don't want to. I'm not saying this because of that. I'm just saying that his family is set. The movie rights, all the other quotable rights, the books that will be written by people that knew him. People are going to make this a capitalistic moment. They're going to make money off of the life and sudden tragic death of one Kobe Bryant. I know the Michael Jordan. I wonder what his funeral is going to be like. What kind of accolades he's going to get. I'm just speaking freely, and I know it's not wise to speak freely, because when you speak too freely, people don't want you speaking freely. They don't want you telling it like it is, saying it like it is. Michael Jordan was... he lost his first wife, was divorced because of how he won't get the Best Daddy Award for sure. I'm really torn by the death of Kobe Bryant, because I wanted him to live to see all of his daughters. Man, he like me, was a girl maker. Most brilliant brothers are girl makers, because when you make a female, that takes an awful lot to make a female. Yeah, because there's something special. Females have to be strong. I think that was real strong of Kobe's wife to get up and read that eulogy, and she did it too. She did a fine job of it. And she had that almost a whole month, and that's great. She had time, think about her words, put everything together. And the other people that added to the eulogizing just did a fine job. I didn't watch the whole thing. And I'm going to cut this short because I have a breakfast appointment. I have to pick someone up from dialysis today. That's me, constantly helping people, picking people up, dropping them off. And it doesn't stop. And I'm not looking for anybody to toot my horn. I'm not looking for any flags waving, anything like that. That's just the kind of person I am. Since I have been blessed with good physical whatever, I'm going to use whatever I have to help other people that have not been blessed with that. That's the kind of person I am. I hope that you guys got something out of Kobe Bryant's life, more than just the basketball player. But a husband and a daddy and a friend and an athlete. and a disciplined athlete. That's what I love about him. Discipline. Man, he disciplined himself. I got up this morning and I said, well, what am I going to do? And then I said, John, whatever you do, take it from Kobe. He left the lesson. Keep it disciplined. All I got to say, and then I'll stop. Oh my God, what a eulogy.